Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the question I begin with today is, are you special? Now, that may sound like a loaded question, and I suppose in some ways it is. I remember years ago I saw a documentary about the amazing work with autistic children being done by a place called the Option Institute in Massachusetts. And I phoned them immediately after the documentary because I wanted to learn more about what they did. It was the most radical, loving approach I'd ever come across. And the woman who picked up the phone, I said, I just watched this documentary and I'd love to know more about what you do. And she said, oh, do you have special children? And I said, yes, I have three of them. And she said, oh my gosh, that must be really difficult for you. And I was like, no. Because I didn't realize special was a euphemism for special needs in their world. But when I say, are you special? I'm pointing to a particular quirk of the ego, a particular something in us that wants to be special. And in wanting to be special, sells out on the value and power and beauty of being ordinary. Now, some people don't like the idea of being ordinary, but Sid Banks, the philosopher, theosopher who I quote all the time, he said, wisdom makes you ordinary, but being ordinary makes you special. And what I think he meant is that we all have the capacity for life-changing insight. In other words, we all have the capacity in any moment of seeing the world in a whole new light, of something brand new coming to mind, where afterwards, nothing's changed, but everything's different. We all have the capacity to live from the deepest part of ourselves, in love, in well-being, at any moment, and most of the time. We all have moods, we all get caught up, but we also all have moments of clarity and wisdom. In the introduction to The Inside Out Revolution, my mentor, Dr. George Pransky, wrote, everyone feels limited and constricted by negative feeling states more than they would like to be. We all visit and at times seem to live in unwanted feelings of stress and distress that cast the die regarding our enjoyment of life, our performance on the job, and the quality of our relationships. Any good sales manager will tell you that the number one obstacle to sales performance is an ongoing feeling of discouragement. Any experienced therapist will point out that feelings of hopelessness sap people's energy, undermine their judgment, and lead to the downward spiral of depression. It should resonate as self-evident that chronic negative feeling states restrict the human potential. But the opposite is also true. Everyone experiences times of mental clarity and well-being, even moments of out-and-out genius. Even in the extremes of mental illness, every single patient has moments of normalcy independent of the severity of their disorder. At a more personal level, we've all come up with inspirations and solutions that seem to have shown up out of nowhere to save the day. At times, our children's wisdom goes way beyond their level of education and life experience. And we consistently see high levels of well-being, grace, and hopefulness emerge in times of crisis, such as floods and earthquakes, and even with people informed of terminal illness. So it should be equally obvious that the human potential for life enjoyment, mental clarity, creativity, and relationship satisfaction is considerably higher than we are manifesting in our everyday lives. In other words, these very special gifts that come with being human are the most ordinary things in the world. And the example that came to mind when I was thinking of a way of illustrating this is a baby. Now, I don't know if you've had a baby. I'm sure you've been one. But if you've had a baby, if you've been around babies, you know that having a baby is one of the most special experiences any parent has in their life. It is so unique, so precious, and I know, all babies are beautiful, but your baby was just a little bit more beautiful. But having a baby is the most ordinary thing in the world. It's special to us, but it's a completely ordinary part of the human condition. And so that's the sense in which, embracing our ordinariness, the ordinariness of our brilliance, the ordinariness of our moods, the ordinariness of our deep feelings of love and joy, the ordinariness of our down moments, the ordinariness of our incredible creativity. Embracing the ordinary is what makes us special, because most people avoid it at all costs. So your homework for today, if you want some, is to just look to the ordinary. Look to not what makes you unique, but what makes you human. And just notice what that does for you over time. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.